At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up on Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown. And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington. TJ Houshmandzadeh.
They lose first round, Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Hey, it's time to go hunt now.
Yo. Welcome into the show, everybody. Up on Game, presented by Fox Sports Radio. We're going to get this going right now. If you want to tweet at us, you can tweet at LeVar Arrington, at Hoosh84, at Plaxico Burress, at Fox Sports Radio. You're listening live on the iHeartRadio app. Man, Plex, we trying to get LeVar in, but when he does come in. How you doing this morning? How that weather out there? Hey, Plexico, we got clear skies and palm trees right now, baby.
Yeah, just last weekend you weren't singing that song, so I know you have to be home. You don't. Hey, you may miss all the guys that you play with, man, and since I get it and I understand, but you couldn't wait to get back to California.
No, it was but you know what, though? Even out here in California, prior to going to Cincinnati, the weather wasn't the best. So it's been raining and stuff. But now, this is the California that I know and love. It's not a cloud in the sky. About 75 right now.
Yeah, I'm up in the great upper northeast. So we really just buckling down, you know, getting ready for the winter. But, you know, it's just something that we get used to this time of the year. So, you know, tighten your boots laces up, put your bubble down coats on, put your Tims on your Scully, and let's get ready for some playoff football.
Kids. Hide your wife, hide your kids.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, as you know, that is Mr. LeVar Arrington. Before we bring him in, I need to let everybody know we're broadcasting live from TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We will help you get there. It's an unmatched selection. It's fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. That's the way tire buying should be. Mr. Arrington, how are you doing this morning?
I'm better now. I'm better now. I've had a rough morning. You know, I just unpacked from my trip from Chicago and realized that I left my home unit probably in Chicago. So
you was in Chicago last weekend. You just unpacked this morning?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. That's terrible. Huh?
You are a busy man.
I'm pretty busy, bro. I'm pretty busy. Just trying to be the best I can be, you know? Like,
hey, man, that's all you can do, baby. That's all you can be.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but we're going to make it work. We're going to make it work. So, well, I'm here. Yeah, you know. Almost had to drive into Burbank or drive into Sherman Oaks and get Iowa Sam. You know, it's just one of the mornings. That's all. But we're here. Speaking of driving in to get Iowa Sam, what y'all thought about the Shannon Sharp dip, man?
Oof. Bro. I'm watching the game, and I say to myself, I'm like, what's going on? And then this, like, I was bowling. We went bowling last night because I'm playing in Mookie Betts' little bowling tournament, and I don't want to be
– Humble flex. Right.
I don't know. I don't want to be a trash can, so I was practicing, and I was kind of trash can last night, so I don't like that. But I couldn't really hear what was being said, so when I got home, I started – you know, I turned ESPN and different channels just to see, like, what had transpired. And everybody knows that Shannon loved LeBron James. He loved LeBron James. And so that's what – initially when I saw it, I said, okay, Shannon's just out there talking trash, basically defending LeBron, and the Grizzlies couldn't take it. And he gets into it with Dylan Brooks. Pleasantries are exchanged, and then Steven Adams' big old self come on over there, and then John Morant's father. I'll say this. We all know it wasn't going to be no fight, but – I was actually shocked because normally when fans get into it with the players, they got to go.
Yeah.
You get kicked out. And because, you know, it was Shannon Sharp, they talk to him in the back. Come on, Shannon, I'm sure.
And we've had that conversation on the show.
Like,
pertaining
we did
to
about
fans talking
yes.
crazy to the athletes while they basically, you know, doing their job. And like I say, man, it's different strokes with different folks.
Shannon said, Dylan Brooks said, F you,
F
and
you.
He said
right.
it back.
Right.
And so if I'm with Shannon, I'm not letting nobody just go on, just tell me F me and I just going to sit there and take it. That's not happening.
But didn't Shannon, wasn't Shannon kind of bringing
yeah,
it
so,
on?
So himself? From what I understand, Shannon instigated the whole thing and told Dylan Brooks that he was too small.
He was too small.
To guard
right,
LeBron
right.
James.
Right.
But that's just trash talk. That's just trash talk. I mean, that's just – but Dylan – everybody watches the show. They know Shannon loves LeBron James. And so they're going to respond accordingly to anything that Shannon may say when it pertains to LeBron. That's how I saw it. What I didn't understand was – John Morant wasn't involved,
and then his pops over.
And then
well,
his pops
he walked
got involved.
Over though. He walked
yeah.
over.
And so if I'm Shannon, I'm like, bro, me and you can just sneak on off and handle this if it's what you want to do.
Like, no doubt.
You ain't a player, so me and you can handle this. Right. Like all this, making up and shaking hands after. Nah, bro, we not doing
that. They made up and shook hands after that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was all for show. Yes, they did. I stayed up, watched it, and seen it, and read it. Yes.
Who dapped up?
But I just don't understand why.
Shannon Sharp and John Morant's pops.
If anybody knows Shannon, I know Shannon very well, man. And they call him the mouth of the South for a reason. Hey, the guy loves to talk. He's very confrontational. And, you know, he speaks very sternly. But I just don't understand why he would, you know, make the gestures towards Ja's father, you know, during the game about what was going on, stepping out of bounds. He was being real extra. And, you know, listen, Ja's dad basically attends every game. And
man.
He goes there. He just loves to watch his son do his thing. And, you know, he gets up and, he celebrates, he claps and all those things. But I've yet to see him get into any confrontation with anybody over the past, you know, 4 years that Ja's been in this league, and he's one of the premier players in this game. But Shannon was kind of instigating towards him, getting up, pointing at Ja's dad, and just really kind of just got under the skin. Like, man, hold on, man. The players out there playing, like, why are you bothering me? That's what I didn't understand about it.
Shannon wrong. Shannon's wrong.
They're wrong.
Like, he's wrong. Like, I get, like, and TJ, I know you real well at this point. I get it. I know both of y'all real well. Ain't none of us going for somebody disrespecting us. Like, you ain't going to say F me. But at the same time,
he bought it on himself.
Depending on the setting that you're in, and you're instigating the way that you're instigating.
Yeah, you can't antagonize somebody and then be surprised when they respond.
That's my point. You can't sit there and be talking bad to the dude, and he's supposed to be like, oh, yeah, you're right, Shannon. You're right. I'm too small to guard LeBron.
Right,
I'm too small.
Right.
Coach, put somebody else on him. Because Shannon said, I'm too small for LeBron. Like, stop that, man. For me, if I'm Shannon Sharp, I don't give a damn how many people say, Shannon, don't mess with Unk. Don't mess with Dad. Don't mess with Shay. I don't care how many people say it. That's a bad, bad, bad look. That is a terrible look.
LeVar, you know what made it as bad as you're saying? The trash talk is okay. Because when you see Shannon courtside, you assume he gonna have his mouth on him. He gonna be talking. You assume that.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean assume?
No, he's just gonna talk trash.
If you don't know that. Shannon, you just assume that he's gonna. But what made it as bad as you're saying is the fact when he stood up and was like,
"It was so aggressive, dog."
Because he was telling Dylan Brooks, here. "Like, say it right here,
in my face,
like,
come right here."
That's what made it bad because, in essence, he was like, "You're gonna do all that talking from over there? Say that here."
Yeah,
that's to me what made it bad
it's
as
a
you're
bad
speaking.
Look. It's a bad look. And then on top of that, I'm gonna tell you what else. Shannon ain't hood. He ain't a hood cat. Like, Shannon from the South. So, we hood. Like, I know about Hampton Roads. I know about the places you've been, TJ. I mean, Plex. I know about the places you've been, TJ. The moment you go down that lane, your head better be on the swivel. And on top of on the swivel, you better know what your odds are when you get into doings. And I don't care where you're at when you do that. If you take the beef to beef's level, you better understand what you got going on all sides of you. You ain't see them two cats standing behind him? There was two dudes on God that was ready to slump Shannon from behind. Shannon was so locked in to the dude, he's not even paying attention to the 7-footer coming at him with what he got going on. I don't care about that. They on the court. You paying attention to the dude you talking to and to the dad.
But we all know it's just talk. I don't think anybody in that situation expected anything to turn physical.
The problem is when you get two runts on the side and they on the court. And they on the court, and obviously the Grizzlies were their people. They was right behind Shannon. At one point, the dude hit Shannon's arm.
Hey, they going to have to address this, man.
They had to stop the game because
for a while. They going to have to address this because in the Grizzlies, they're young. They're a really good team. But the Grizzlies are on the court. They're confrontational. They've gotten into it with Golden State. They like to talk, and then they showed a clip of LeBron going at, I believe it was Desmond Bane, talking about your trash talk now is borderline disrespectful. This isn't basketball the way you're talking to me.
Right.
And so
– How's it not about basketball?
I don't know. They didn't show
LeBron
exactly
gets sensitive.
What
LeBron
was being
gets sensitive,
said.
Though. It don't matter what they say. I've told people – listen, I've told people I don't care about your life on the football field.
But we play a violent sport. The basketball, the game of basketball is completely different. It's completely different.
I've said,
hey, look here, man, I'm not talking. I don't care about no rules of how I talk to you on the field.
Hey,
that's part of it.
Hey, LeVar, it just hit me. It just hit me right now. I'm way off subject. Hey, Plex ready for that game today, boy. He's supporting
them. Oh,
man.
Times,
boy, that guy ready.
Hey, I had to open the garage, though, because the truck already running.
Look, he got his hat on.
I'm going ready.
Hey, I'm going straight to Philly after this.
I just noticed it right now.
Hey, in the 95 South Turnpike, here I come. That's all I'm going to say. The truck running, full of gas and everything.
Hey, bro. Hey, this is all I'm going to say, man. This is what I'm going
to
say.
Hey, what does the NBA do about this? They have to do something. They have to do something.
You got to find.
But what can they do?
Yeah, because Shannon probably paid for them tickets. or it's connected to LeBron in some way, shape, form. I just, you got to have a conduct policy, and I'm sorry. I think that it's one thing to
They do
to
have handle. A conduct policy. You get thrown out, but because he's Shannon Sharpe, they weren't doing
anybody
that.
Anybody else, if it wasn't Shannon Sharpe.
They got to go.
If they don't get kicked out, then they will be banned from the
arena. They might be banned from the arena.
That's exactly that's just, that's, what
I mean, you can't do that. You can't do that. Like what Shannon did, you cannot do that. And I just wonder, like, you know, we work with Shannon. We know Shannon. Like Shannon is the
LeVar,
OG.
Hey, you know Shannon's still throwing up like 450 on the bench, bro.
I don't give a damn.
They don't want, man.
Strong.
You lock up with Shannon.
I don't give a
he,
damn.
He going to power drive
didn't,
you
didn't
now.
Didn't he just get into a confrontation a few weeks ago?
That man also just got some hip replacement surgery too, dog. Like, old is old, dog. Like, be more responsible than that. Like, people look up to you, man. Like, you got all these people, like, respecting your opinions. They love his commentary. They love his takes. I'm a fan of Shannon. I think he's well-founded in the things that he says. I think that he presents himself in a way where we look up to him in the business. Like, you can look up to him as a football player, but now he's in a different business altogether that he's got people aspiring to be where he is. Like, you can't do that. I'll be the first one to tell y'all, I'll be ready to throw down. Like let it be what it's going to be. We're going to fight our way up out of
it. And you got two good hips.
Bro, I got two good hits. I got two good hits, and I'm way younger than Shay Shay. Like, I'm going to put a NyQuil on at least something. One cat. But that ain't the point. The point is I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it unless the only way you'll ever see me become physical in a situation is if it is imminent danger. We cannot avoid what's about to happen, so let's throw down. If it ain't on
ding,
that,
ding, 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 ding.
Hey, look here. If it ain't on nothing like great example. And this is so fitting. I was just out last week. Last weekend, I get back in. I go out. We go to town. We hanging out. We go to a little after spot. And apparently, a artist from the UK comes in. I'm unaware of who he is. All right. We in our little bubble, little VIP area. And all these people start moving into our area. Now, y'all been out with me. Y'all know I go in straight protection mode. Like, I am security. I don't need security because I am security. So I start, like, sealing down the perimeter, like, pushing little shorties out of the way. Stop putting your dirty used cups down on our table. Y'all move. But what I ain't realized was that we were guests of the DJ that was there, of the people that I was there with in the VIP. So I'm not made aware of this. So I'm moving people out of the way. The Young Bucks, the runts that's out here working out from Penn State, they up in there. They totally new to this. So one of them starts walking and a dude puts his hand on him, right? The dude puts his hand on him to, like, grab him and stop him. And I slapped his hand off of his arm and said, don't touch him. Right? They start whispering to one another. Then I see two more dudes move up and start whispering to one another, right? You already know what it is. You already know what this is. Yeah. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, what is going on? I finally figure out the dude is like big time, like big, like on like some Drake level it? Or I don't want to say his name out loud. I don't want to say it out loud because he's really like,
well. I mean, y'all made up. Y'all made up.
No, we didn't. Okay. No, it wasn't on no makeup stuff. I mean, it was like we dat TJ, but I could clearly tell.
Still tension.
I could tell who the killer was. I could tell who they was giving it to like handle this big.
This dude,
you know what I mean? Like, I got my wife there.
This one.
My homie got his girlfriend there, and I saw them box us in. They boxed us in, and you know what happened? We out of here. Like, the Young Buck talking about, yes. Give me 10 more minutes. I'm hanging with, like, because he's so enthralled with the dude and the celebrity. He like, give me 10 more minutes. Give me 10 more minutes. I said, if you don't get your ass up and we get up out of here right now, not 10 minutes, not 5 minutes, not 1 minute, not 50 seconds. We leaving now, right? So I pushed through, like, I didn't push through on no disrespect. I was like, you know, I moved through, like, looked at him, was like, you know, it's all good. It's all good. You know what I mean? And dapped him up. I waited for everybody who was with me to walk past me. And as they're walking out, I turn around and I walk out on the side, like I'm walking sideways so I can see them and I can see what's in front of me. And now I'm on a 360 swivel. They might've had somebody coming from the left flank. Like they might've had somebody coming from the right flank.
They ain't doing that at that establishment. Come
hey,
on.
Hey, bro, we go outside and I'm walking backwards to our car. I'm walking because I done seen this thing play out way too much. And you best believe we'd be ready to run. I'm going to run
before
I fight.
That's why you can't be security. You got to get security.
Hey, bro. Oh, hey, listen to what I'm telling you. I'm the security. We ran. Oh, we didn't run. I was ready to run. And I'm going to tell you why I'm ready to run, TJ.
Uh-oh.
I'm ready to run for him, not for me. I'm ready to run to where we need to get to save him. Not to save me.
I just got to get to
And
the
that's
car.
The point.
That's it.
I'm not going down that direction. I'm not going down the drama train trail. I'm not. And for Shannon to pull that drama his way, that's you can't do what Shannon did, man. I know we went way late. Go ahead, TJ. You got it.
It's really, like you said, and like Plexico said, it was irresponsible. The reaction, which will be today, possibly Monday, will be telling.
Yeah.
What takes place, what happens.
Shannon's on the Hennessy in a black and mild.
But guess what, though? It was a good game. It was a good game.
So who won the game? I don't know who won the game.
The Lakers won by
pulled
one.
It out. Like with like seconds left.
And of course LeBron will come out and say that, you know, it's getting borderline disrespectful. It's not about basketball anymore, because obviously I don't know what the Lakers are ranked in the Western Conference, but I don't think they're in any playoffs.
Them young boys ain't checking for LeBron
and the
like
Memphis
that.
Grizzlies are what, maybe the third or fourth team in the West. So that's what the Lakers are not happy about.
Well, we went long. We got a great show. Obviously we're gonna get into the playoff games. Super wild card weekend, whatever they call it. How my Bengals is getting shafted again. But
we divisional now, ain't we?
Yeah, it's the divisional round.
Yeah, we divisional.
Up on game, Fox Sports Radio. Y'all stay locked in, man. LeVar Arrington, Plexico Burress. I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, You can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Up On Game, live from the TireRack.com studio. I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh. I'm alongside LeVar Arrington and Plaxico Burress. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the Up On Game. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code Up On Game for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Up On Game only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And before we get going, because we went extremely long that first segment, we're going to go straight into Alo and trending. And Alo, what you got for us?
Busy, busy day. A lot of unusual things going on, and I look forward to getting your input on all of them. We start with the Indianapolis Colts announcing they've completed an interview with Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn for their head coaching job. NFL Media reports Quinn will also interview for the Arizona Cardinals head coaching job. NFL Media also reporting the Minnesota Vikings requested permission to interview Pittsburgh Steelers senior defensive assistant and linebackers coach Brian Flores for their defensive coordinator job. The Cleveland Plain Dealer reports the Baltimore Ravens have requested permission to interview Browns receivers coach Chad O'Shea for their offensive coordinator job. Now tonight, the Eagles will be hosting the Giants in an NFC divisional playoff game. Multiple outlets report that the water is now back on at the Giants team hotel in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Just coincidentally happened to go out earlier today because of a broken pipe. So the Giants.
Yeah, right.
At least it wasn't a 3 a.m. fire alarm. I'm sure that's happened to you guys at team hotels in the past. So good news, the Giants traveling party will be able to bathe prior to the game if they so choose. Finally, guys, get this. Pro Football Hall of Fame safety Ed Reed announced today that his agreement to be the head coach at FCS school Bethune-Cookman has fallen through. He said, quote, "After weeks of negotiations, I've been informed that the university won't be ratifying my contract and won't make good on the agreement we had in principle," unquote. Now, for context, about a week ago, Reed posted a video on social media complaining about the conditions at Bethune-Cookman. Listen, guys.
"But now I'm out here walking with the football team, picking up trash. I should leave. I'm not even under contract doing this. These didn't even clean my office when I got here."
And with that, fellas, all yours. Enjoy.
Hey, he was hot. Oh, he was hot.
The water went off in Philly, and if I'm not mistaken, when the Giants do travel on road trips, they stay at the Lowe's Hotel, which is a Tisch-owned hotel.
Yeah.
And the water just happens to not work at their owned establishment.
Hey, guess what, Plex?
That right there is just throwing.
They got to go. Workers got to go. Y'all got to go. This is my spot that I own, and I'm paying your salary, and this. Hey, ain't nothing like that good old sportsmanship, though. Ain't nothing like that good old sportsmanship, right?
Hey, where did that happen? When that fire started brewing. They gonna wish they had that
weather. Where them pipes bursting in 40-degree weather? I don't know.
Just sportsmanship.
I never heard of it.
Just like going to Buffalo in December and January, they just never seem to have any hot water in the locker room. You always just got to take a cold.
Man, crazy? Buffalo never had – man.
That is
by far the worst, bro. When you – after the game you try to take a shower, that is the worst, bro. I hate it.
Buffalo.
Iowa did that too, I believe.
Hey, y'all remember how small Buffalo's visiting locker room is? You can't even move around. You can't even move around in Buffalo.
The hallway.
Bruh, you can't move. Man, you turn the wrong way trying to get dressed. It's a problem.
Hey, yo, with a hot tub.
Oh, no.
Ain't no hot tub, TJ. Bro, LeVar, I'm telling you, it's a box. It's about room. The size of a bedroom, bro. Like, their locker room is the size of a – so it's what Plaxico said. You literally getting dressed in the hallway.
In the hallway.
You got no choice.
Dang.
It's that small. Now
– I don't even remember.
San Francisco 49, I remember that. Man, it's tiny. They need a new stadium immediately.
They're trying to get one.
You see the news, the 49ers, it said Jimmy G is starting to practice. He's moving around. Brock Purdy has not lost a game. The 49ers are rolling. And when Jimmy G initially got hurt, they said, oh, he could possibly come back. NFC Championship, for sure the Super Bowl. I know where I would stand on this. What are your guys' thoughts on this? And should the 49ers even be thinking of Jimmy G playing at all?
Man, let me tell you how this whole quarterbacking situation is going to go in San Francisco. Brock Purdy is going to remain the starter until anything else happens, barring injury. That will be the only way that Jimmy Garoppolo gets under center for the rest of the season. And I'll continue to say this. If Brock Purdy leads this San Francisco team to the NFC Championship and maybe the Super Bowl, he will be the starter going into next season.
Oh, no question.
Y'all know how this game goes. And everybody's talking about Jimmy G, Jimmy G, Jimmy G. No, you're going to ride the wave of Brock Purdy right now because he's basically gotten you where you are now with Jimmy G being out. And I would say that if Brock Purdy leads his team to the NFC Championship game and going into the next season, he will be named a starter just for the mere fact of that teams will be making offers to make Brock Purdy their starting quarterback on another team next year and to protect them from basically teams coming forward to offer picks.
He's under contract for three more years after this season.
I understand that. But if that happens, Trey Lance is out the door.
Trey Lance is gone anyway. No, if nothing.
Yeah, Trey Lance is out the door.
He gone. Trey Lance will no longer be a San Francisco 49er. I truly believe he's going to Tennessee. This is the thing. What is the compensation? You give up a king's ransom to move up and draft Trey Lance, and you literally are getting peanuts on your return now.
But let me ask you this. What will be the compensation for Brock Purdy if he is not the starter of the San Francisco 49ers next year?
Brock Purdy is going to be the starter regardless if the 49ers win tomorrow or not. Brock Purdy is a starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers next year, regardless if they lose to the Cowboys or not. He's shown enough that it's his job moving forward. Now, with Trey Lance, he hasn't played a lot. The 49ers would have to trade him, but what can you get for him? And it's a perfect situation.
It's not much value for him.
It's a perfect situation, though, because you have a personnel guy that was with the 49ers when they drafted him. Now he's going to Tennessee. Oh, Tennessee may or may not need a quarterback. But they just drafted one. They just drafted Malik Willis. But by Vrabel starting Josh Dobbs, he don't believe in Malik Willis. And so Malik Willis, I don't believe he has a future in Tennessee. Will they trade for Trey Lance?
He drafted him.
No. John Robinson drafted him, and I believe that's why John Robinson is out of there, because they're not on the same page.
He also sent A.J. Brown packing and Corey Davis.
Did you see what Rand Carthon said? And I thought that was telling. He said, my job is to draft the players that Mike Vrabel wants to fit into what he wants to do, not draft who I want. It's the players that I know fit into the system that he's trying to install. So for him to say that leads me to believe.
He was pushing the buck off to Mike Vrabel.
Previously, they weren't doing that. They were acquiring talent, but that talent didn't fit into what Mike Vrabel wanted. And so I believe Trey Lance is done. Back to the Jimmy G thing, there's just absolutely 0% chance he gets a chance to play this season, unless what Plaxico said, Brock Purdy suffers an injury.
I'll say this. If Brock Purdy is able to win this game against Dallas, that is a tremendously big win on a very, very young resume. That's a tremendously big win because Dallas comes into this game with a lot of momentum. Their defense played really well last week. Their offense was clicking last week. That is a big, big task for San Francisco, even though I still believe San Francisco is the hottest team in the National Football League right now. With that being said, if Jimmy Garoppolo isn't ready for next week's game, he's got to play the winner out of the Philly Giants game. And while I'll say it is a I think it's crazy if New York makes it by Philly. If they do make it by Philly, then I don't know. I still think it's a big game just because of how deep it is in the playoffs. But if Philly were to do what they're supposed to do and they win this game, then that's an even bigger game for them to play against Philadelphia. And so to me, I'm wondering in my mind, if Jimmy Garoppolo is ready for that game, does he come in relief duty? If he makes it out of these next two games, there's no way you can justify saying that you've held off until Jimmy Garoppolo.
Man, I don't care if Jimmy Garoppolo can do backflips. You fractured. You not playing. You fractured your foot. You not playing, bro. Man. Brock Purdy, and this is the thing when you're a backup. You want your opportunity. You guys don't have experience with this, but I do. As a backup, all you want is an opportunity. Mm-hmm. That's all you want. And when you get that opportunity, you sink or you swim. Mm-hmm. You take advantage of the opportunity or you don't take advantage of it. Brock Purdy has taken advantage of this opportunity. When I got my opportunity to play, when Peter Warwick broke his leg, I took advantage of that. And so there's no way they going back to Jimmy G. Jimmy G has played his last snap with the San Francisco 49ers, and he will be somewhere else next year when he signs as a free agent. He will not play again unless Brock Purdy is injured.
No, I believe Jimmy G will be with the 49ers next year, but I also believe that, you know, Trey Lance is a good player, man. I think he's a good quarterback. LaVar, you said he doesn't have much value. He doesn't have much value because he's been injured. He hasn't been able to show what he can do. Yeah. But I do believe that he is a good quarterback. But on the flip side of that, he's just been unlucky because he's been unhealthy, and then Jimmy Garoppolo goes down, and Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy steps in, and now he's playing elite-level quarterback football, and now he's looking at the situation like, where do I go from here? And just, you know, piggybacking off the whole Brock Purdy situation where, you know, you're saying that they're going to put Jimmy G back in the game if they make it to the NFC Championship game or maybe the Super Bowl. I was in that situation back in 04 when Ben Roethlisberger was a rookie. And Tommy Maddox went down in week two playing down in Baltimore. We were 0-2. And then Tommy was able to come back like week 10. But we had went up 10 straight games.
So he can't come back.
And Coach Cal basically pulled us in the meeting. Listen, we're going to continuing doing what we've been doing.
Is that a little
over
different
the past 10 weeks?
Big Ben was a first round pick, and you knew he was.
It doesn't matter. I don't give a damn where you drafted that. If you're playing, good football, you're playing good football.
We don't care as players, but you know that front office cares.
You want to win. Everybody's there to win football games. So we know what. Well, we can't keep him. We can't make him the starter because he was Mr. Irrelevant. We have to put Jimmy Garoppolo on the field just because where he was drafted at, what we traded for him for. No, the bottom line is to win football games.
Yeah.
It's gonna get interesting again. I think we're all on the same page. I believe Jimmy G is gonna look to be a starter next year.
If that
opportunity doesn't present himself, he may remain a San Francisco 49er.
As a backup.
As a backup.
Paid backup in football.
Take
man, this
backup.
First hour is going going by pretty fast. As you know, we'll talk some Baltimore Ravens, and then we'll get into the second hour, these playoff games. Speaking of the Pittsburgh Steelers, we had one guy. I don't know if he was talking bad about Josh Allen. Josh Allen might see it that way, but we'll get into that. Fox Sports Radio, Up on Game, Plexico Burris, LeVar Arrington. I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh. We'll be right back.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
seen. Wait, he's still on the line.
Get off the show.
Off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Yo, welcome back in to Up on Game. Yeah, we're live from the TireRack.com studio.
Yes, sir.
It's LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plexico Burris. Yeah, we got a couple minutes left. We got a couple seconds left. What you got, TJ?
You know what I think? What's your thoughts on this? And obviously, we're closing in on the first hour being complete. Tom, we have 2 minutes left, so we got to be quick with this. Tom Brady, and a lot of us knew this, he was talking to his teammates like, I'm out of Tampa. Tom Brady's playing football next year. Where will this be?
Man, we all know that Tom Brady has, we all know that Tom Brady has that big chip on his shoulder. He's not going out like that in that fashion after the legacy that he has put forth for all of us to witness. But I do believe he will not be in Tampa Bay next year. Where? I have no idea. So maybe the Miami Dolphins. I know damn sure he ain't going to the Atlanta Falcons. So I don't know where he's going to end up at.
Miami. You got Tariq Hill. You got the Waddle. Yayo. Yeah, you got Gesicki.
So, hey, let me ask you a question. Does Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, between the two, which two quarterbacks makes that offense more explosive?
Aaron Rodgers.
Tom Brady.
I disagree. I think it's Aaron Rodgers.
Me as well. I believe it's Aaron Rodgers.
I think if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Miami Dolphins, I think that
scary.
That offense will
go scary.
To the next level and probably be the most explosive offense in all of football.
Scary.
Tom Brady has done more with less his entire career. Give him his flowers before he gets up out of there. Tom Brady can't get the ball.
He can't get the ball down the field 60-70 yards in the air like Aaron Rodgers can to Tyreek Hill, and he won't be underthrowing anybody. That's for sure.
Hey, if we're asking
Aaron
where
Rodgers
Brady goes,
a passer. I
say the Las Vegas Raiders is option one. The New York Jets option two.
Could you imagine Jalen Waddle and Cheetah getting hit in stride.
Hey, Fox Sports Radio, we done with hour one. We be back with hour two. LeVar Arrington, Plaxico Burress, I'm TJ Mazzotta. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.